Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the time to see Jesus. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks us the same question that he asked his first disciples in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 22. In every circumstance of life, which we hear listed in the first reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, we either see Jesus as Lord and Savior, or we don't. When times are good, is he the one we thank for the blessings? When we accomplish a goal that we worked hard to achieve, do we give any credit to him? When it's time to weep because we've been hurt, do we look at the cross and see our pain in his agony and trust in the redemptive power of his sacrifice? When we feel angry, righteously so or otherwise, are we focused on those who irritated us, or do we turn to Jesus for the ability to forgive and find peace again? When someone treats you unjustly, who do you say that Jesus is? How does he minister to you? When a boss or parent or pastor or other person in authority condescendingly puts you down and makes you feel inadequate, who is Jesus to you? Has he healed you from feelings of inferiority? When someone snubs your love and wisdom, who is Jesus to you? Has he shown you how to be patient? When your generosity and kindnesses have been abused, who is Jesus to you? Has he told you to go the extra mile, and is he walking that road with you? When you feel unheard and your needs are ignored, who is Jesus to you? Is he listening? When your concern and caring for others is not returned, who is Jesus to you? Does he hug you? When forgiveness is hard, who is Jesus to you? Is he your source of strength? When you've sinned and need forgiveness, who is Jesus to you? Is he the priest who waits in the confessional? When you've failed or you've made mistakes, who is Jesus to you? Is he the Redeemer who works everything for your good? When your prayer life is dry and God seems far away, who is Jesus to you? Has he been interceding for you? When you feel passionate about doing a ministry and have no opportunity to do so, who is Jesus to you? Is he running ahead to open a new door for you? When you look at someone you don't like, who is Jesus to you in that person?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.